The Clear Lakes Initiative will remove carp and prevent new infestations, cleaning up beaches and reducing phosphorus, all in an effort to reduce the impact of Wisconsin's least favorite fish.
I'm a pacifist by nature, but when it comes to carp, which turn our lakes green and kill off native species, I have no pity, no mercy. Carpageddon is at hand.
Dane County Board Chair Scott McDonald says the hope is to copy the successful efforts of decarpifying Lake Wingra, smallest of the Madison chain. The county board recently approved more than $5.5 million for the effort in the 2012 budget.
It's spread out. I think you'll see some of it backloaded, hopefully, when we see a recovery in our economy. But there's really nothing that's maybe the university, but really in this region, there's nothing more important to our economic health and vitality going forward than having the lakes be an asset.
The carp removal would remove the fish from Cherokee Marsh and Mud Lake and build a bubble barrier, a system that aerates and agitates the water to create a wall of bubbles carp won't cross. In addition, money's available for dairy farmers to reduce runoff into the watershed. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.